31st of October 2013, Rabbi David Tugendhat, Hilchos Shabbos, inviting non-Jews for Shabbos, non-frum Jews for Shabbos.
Shalom Avrocha, Rabbi Sai, good evening. The topic that I'd like to speak about tonight in Hilchos Shabbos is a topic which can be very nogea l'halacha. The topic is inviting non-frum Yidden over for a Shabbos meal. When can this apply? It can sometimes apply if a person has a business associate, has a colleague, and they feel they could be makar of them. You know, many people who've come closer to Torah mitzvahs will tell you it wasn't the shiurim, it wasn't the droshas, it was the kigal and the cholent and the korribain and the zemiras, and that was the thing that really was makar of them. So it could be that a person wants to be makar of somebody and therefore they like to invite them, or it could be a person has some non-frum mishpacha, and it could be a bubi, it could be cousins who are not frum, and they are expecting to be invited to your house. And if you don't invite them, they'll be very upset with you, they'll be very hurt. So these could be some of the reasons to invite them. So are we allowed to invite non-frum people over for a Shabbos meal? So the first place to start, we know the topic we've spoken about before. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Davov that this also applies to facilitating somebody to do an Aveiro. They are like a blind person, the Yetzirah is chopping them. And there is a Michshol. If you're giving them a Michshol, if you're helping them to do an Aveiro, which they couldn't have done otherwise, then there's an Issa of Lifnei Ivrei Sitting Michshol. Now over here, they could drive around the Ganze Shabbos if they wanted to. So it's not like I'm Dafka getting them to do an Aveiro that they wouldn't have done otherwise. However, we know that Tosfos in Daf Gimel says that even if they could have done the Aveiro themselves, but you are still helping them to do an Aveira that they could do anyway, then this is called Masayaya, that you're aiding and abetting somebody to do an Issa, even though they could have done it anyway, you're facilitating their Aveira, and Tosfos says that that is Issa. We see in Simon Shin Mem Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Erevin, that the Mechaber Paskens, the Imposhat Yodei Lifnim, if a person was standing outside, and they put their hand inside somebody's house, they did an akira outside, they put something down inside the hand of somebody who's inside. So the one who's outside, they've done a malacha over here, they're chayiv. They lifted something up and they transferred it inside someone's house, they put it down. What about the person who was standing inside and put their hand out? So the person who just stood inside and just had their hand out, the Mechaber says, pata avalosa. And the Mogen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah explain that what's he done wrong? All he did is he stood there and he stuck his hand out. Yes, but you allowed that person to put it in your hand. You were facilitating their Aveira, so seemingly it should be Osa to help someone do an Aveira that they're anyway going to do. Over here, you're inviting someone to come over to you on Shabbos, you're causing them to drive, so it sounds like it should be Osa. However, there are a number of snifim lahokel, a number of points over here that might make it permitted. Number one, there's a ksaf seif in Yerodea Simon Pei Gimel, and he has a chiddush. When is it that the person who's holding their hand out and is allowing somebody to put something inside their hands, over there, he's actually doing the issa at the time that the person is putting it in their hands, he's doing an aveira. Whereas, the ksaf seif wants to say that any time where you're facilitating someone, you're giving them something, but at the time that you're giving it to them, they're not doing any Aveira, that it should be okay. So over here, I'm just inviting him to come to my house to eat shulam, to kigel. I'm not telling him to drive, he's going to drive beforehand. Since it's not at the same time, that's the reason why it should be permitted. Another reason why it should be permitted, there's a Minchas Shleimer of Shleimer Zalman, Simon Shin Lamed, who was asked the following interesting question. He was asked, if you have a donor, a fine non-frum person who likes frum Yidden and he donates to good causes, and it could be he sponsors B'nai Torah, but he's not frum, and he comes to your house, are you allowed to offer him some food? Are you allowed to offer him a drink? Normally, you're not supposed to give anybody food if they're not going to make a bracha on it. However, over here, you'll be considered very impolite if you don't offer them anything. And it could be that because you're not offering them something, they'll come to dislike B'nai Torah. And they'll come to have hatred towards B'nai Torah. So if Shlomo Zalman says, what do you do? He says, in this case, you should give them food. Because by giving them food, even though they won't make a bracha on it, you're saving them from a larger aveira, which would be to hate Bnei Torah. So too, that can be applied over here as well. Even though the person is going to be driving to your house, but it could be that if they'll be so upset with you for not inviting them, they'll be so offended that you didn't want to have them in your house. It could be a grandmother to a grandchild, or something like that. So then it could be you're actually saving them from Ava, you're saving them from hatred. That would be another reason why it might be permitted. So far we've said the Ksav Seifa about whether it happens, the Issa happens at the same time that you're giving it to them. And we've said this Minchas Shleima about saving them from a bigger Issa. Another factor over here, there's a Mishnah in Shavuos Perek Hei Mishnah Vov. And the Mishnah there says that during the Shemitah year, I'm not allowed to sell farming equipment to a Yid who is going to be using that farming equipment to do Aveiros, to plow the land, to harvest the fruit during the Shemitah year. However, the Mishnah continues, if it's only a Sofek Michshoil, if it's only questionable whether they're going to use this thing to actually work on the ground, it could be something like a pair of scissors that they might use to prune their field, or they might use for other reasons around the house, so there it's only a Sofek Michshoil. It's only possible that they might use it to do an Aveira, but they might not. The Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it to them. Ask the Chazon Ish in Shavuos Yud Beis Tes, how are you allowed to give them this implement which they might use to do an Aveira? So he says that Chazal weighed up very, very carefully, bepeles, ad kamo sheish lesnaig, carefully how much you should do in order to be close to the Ami Ha'aretz, or in order to distance the Ami Ha'aretz. So he says that at the end of the day, you have to do gestures of goodwill as well. If they want to buy something off you, you can't just say no the whole time. And Chazal weighed it up, that if it's only a Sofek Michshoil, they only might use this implement to transgress the laws of Shemitah, but they might not. Chazal said that that's okay. That's what comes out from this Mishnah in Shavuos. So, based on this, if you're going to invite somebody for a Shabbos meal, and you tell them, if you like to, you can stay over. If you'd like to, we'll put you up nearby in somebody's house. So then it's only a Sofek Michshoil. They can come to you before Shabbos, and theoretically they could stay over, and you're inviting them if they want to, that they can stay over. So this is considered a Sofek Michshoil. Maybe they'll drive back, maybe they won't drive back. Since it's only a Sofek Michshoil, this would be another factor which might enable us to invite somebody for a Shabbos meal on Shabbos, even if they will drive back. The Shailas of Chuvas van Hoges, Chaylakalaf Simon Shint Nun Ches, Ramesha Sternbach Shlita, he was asked this question, and he brings another factor. He says that the love of Lifnei Iver and Messiah of facilitating somebody to do an Aveira has to be similar to the way that it's written in the Pasuk, where you're actually putting something in front of a blind man in order for him to trip over. There, you're doing this to hurt the fellow. However, if your kavono is to bring them closer to Torah mitzvahs, it's they should hear that korobayin olam, it's that they should see the beauty of a Torah dika house, so then it's not like you're putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man. In actual fact, you're saving them, you're doing a gevaldige zach, you're not causing him to stumble, it's not even called a michshoil, says the Chuvas van Hoges. And he says it's similar to a surgeon. A surgeon, he's trying to heal somebody. We don't say he's considered somebody who is makach chaveiro, we don't say he's like someone who's beating up someone, who's slicing somebody with a scalpel. We say no, he's helping them, he's healing them. So to over here, says the Chuvas van Hoges, that would be a reason why it should be allowed if your kavanah is mamish to help them to come closer to Torah mitzvahs. He does say that be careful for Chilul Hashem, maybe tell them to park round the corner. That's what he says, because otherwise it could be a big Chilul Hashem if you have all the cars showing up in front of your house. The Mincha Shleima in Chelek Beis Siman Dalet Perek Yud Eis Aleph also says his conclusion is that you are allowed to invite somebody over for Shabbos even though you know they're going to drive. However, you should give them the opportunity that if you'd like to, we can put you up. And the Poskim say you should try very, very hard to show them the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh so that they will ultimately come closer to Shabbos. Just to conclude, 2 points to conclude. One of them is that the Poskim say it's better to invite them for Friday night rather than Shabbos day. Because if you're going to invite them Shabbos day, there's more chance that they'll have to drive to you in order to get there and then drive home as well. Whereas if you're going to invite them Friday night, it could be that they're going to be coming before Shabbos, and then you invite them to stay over, it's even more of a sofik michshoil, and therefore that would be a factor to take into account. And the bottom line, hayetz midvoreinu, everybody should remember to ask their own Meira Hayra'a. I don't want to paskin over here for everybody. Everybody should ask their own Meira Hayra'a. But to note that there are many poskim that would say that under these sorts of circumstances, there are those who would say that it is comes under Messiah, but we've seen many, many factors why it should be that it's permitted. And Be'ezaz Hashem, Yehi Ratzon, that if people do such a thing, that the people who you've invited ultimately should find themselves Thursday night in the Teiraway Shir, because they're already Shomrei Teira Mitzvahs, and come closer, Al Yudei, the Chulan, the Kegel, the Teira, the Zmiris, they've come closer to Shabbos Kodesh.